I mean, yeah,
you are. It's a couple of different aspects to the whole thing. The first project is the joint we're working on right now.
Act two?
We did a three. Me and Jay.
That's finished.
Yeah.
When is it dropping? That's the other question. Act two.
He got it. Ask him. Mr. It gotta be mixed perfect.
Is this past the buck point the finger time?
No, it is past the buck point, but I'll take
that. Okay. Originally, you want me to tell you the real hold up?
Mm-hmm. Please.
We had it ready. Mm-hmm. We had it ready to go on New Year's, but we didn't have the Nas verses yet.
Okay.
And we didn't want, and people have been waiting so long that we didn't want to do it like that. But we got it now.
Okay.
We got what we need from him. And then now it's just this.
I gotta go and do what I gotta do. The problem is, it's like we were waiting on it for so long. And as a lot of people know, I'm getting ready to shut down Baseline.
Right.
So it's like by the time he got it to us, I was in the middle of like taking apart a record collection of 40,000 records and organizing all of that, you know, getting ready for the move. So now I kind of have to do it in between times because I have until January 31st.
It's not my fault.
It's partially his fault. It's partially.
No, last year is my fault.
Yeah, last year was so your fault.
Last year is my fault. This year is
all
his
the
fault.
Way your fault.
Okay.
You gotta take this one this time.
But I work.
Albert and Costello so on Hip Hop Nation.
So when I get home, see, the difference is when I get home, before I pass out, I sit on the laptop for 2 hours and construct.
Yeah, me too. I sit on the laptop
so you
for
say.
Hours and
anyway, I'm not, I've been doing this with you all day.
This must be what a studio session's like. Yeah. It's much worse than this.
But this is what happens when you have like two people who are genuinely friends outside of music. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like arguing with your brother, with your kid brother, your big brother. You know, whereas you have some people.
Who's the kid brother and the big brother in this situation?
I was just about to ask.
I don't know.
That.
I think it interchanges.
Yeah. It goes back and forth.
Okay, I can see that.
He's my big brother.
Yeah, but you, but.
But sometimes I do be your big brother.
You know what I mean?
Hey, Green.
Okay, listen. This is what we're going to. We need a straight answer.
Like I was saying. Yeah. Back to the music, because I let him derail me too easy.
We need act two.
No. Hold on. So, basically,
the
what
pledge,
it is.
Pledge, patents of nobility. Act two.
I got the rough version, by the way.
Yeah. Actually,
by the way,
you got records from Act two.
By the way,
Green stays on.
Yeah, as Just Blaze has the crazy look like.
The look I have is, do you want me to tell y'all what's going on or not?
Okay, go ahead. Okay.
So we have a situation.
How you can't smoke at a radio station?
The situation.
You're cocky, you can cuss.
See where his head is at.
Right.
No. I mean, you know what I mean.
Hey, we're going to holler after the show.
Derailed. Train off the tracks.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, we have a three-way deal in place with Decom. Me and Jay partnered up with them to release this first project.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to Peter Bittenbender. Yes, shout out to Alma. Shout out to Robot. Shout out to Gold Watch. Kavi,
basically,
Ronnie,
it's more than just an
Ricky
album.
And Mike, Bobby.
It's an AV experience. It's an audiovisual experience. If you've seen the little video clip for Dear Moleskine, picture that on a much grander scale.
Okay.
And that's what the album's going to, what that first project is going to consist of. It's not just going to be an album. Mm-hmm. After that, after we release that, then we're going to really go full force with it. Because we started this out independently. So before we really get into bed with or even entertain any majors,
we want to finish this grind independently
because that's where it started at. Okay. Some people that start out indie, somebody throws $1 million in them and they jump.
They get loose.
Yeah,
right.
And it's like, I don't need your $1 million and he don't either. We good.
Right. Well, we're a little bit pressed for time. Yeah. And as humble as you've been, Jay, and I would love to keep riding with that, you had a moment on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, fuck. Your blogs is what you said.
Right, yeah.
Why are you making such a big deal out of that? That was bad. Know, that was an old lyric from like 2 years ago.
Okay.
That was from Swaggers Jackson Revenge.
Speak on it.
Right? I got a record that I did about Michael Jackson. It's called, because I call Michael Jackson Swagger Jackson. He's the king, the inventor of swag.
Mm-hmm.
That Swagger Jackson's Revenge, I was watching the documentary, the CBS thing. I was watching it again on YouTube.
Right.
And I was inspired to do a record about Michael Jackson. He was talking about the government conspiracy against himself.
Okay.
And I did the record. This is long before the recent, you know, tragedy with Mike.
Do you still feel fuck your blogs? Or is it fuck the blogs, or are you riding with them? You have to ride with them now because they ride with you finally.
Yeah, I ride with the blogs. But I mean, I at the same time, I was raised by my grandmother, my mother, and fuck me, fuck you.
Fuck the world.
Yeah,
don't ask me for shit.
Yeah.
On my mama.
I think people took that line out of context.
They took it out of context because on my Twitter line, I was quoting lyrics from Swagger's Jackson Revenge,
right.
And I put the song up, and then people took that
and ran with it.
Yeah. But I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I fuck with the blogs. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I don't have no beef with the blogs. But I also, at the same time, I'm the kind of dude that I feel like I always come in peace. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to like me, but I come in peace. We don't right. have to like each other, but peace. You know what I'm saying? Like, so if you had a show saying boo in the audience, that's not, fuck me, fuck you.
I feel it.
Because I come in peace.
And he may throw that staff at you.
Okay.
That has happened before.
That has happened before.
Come on,
man. Where is the staff? You threw it away?
Where is the staff?
He didn't throw the staff away. Where's the staff, Jake?
It's in Detroit.
Is it implanted in someone's head?
Hartwell? No, but that eagle, we broke that eagle wing off on that dude in Connecticut.
Yes,
that's
so yeah. Yes, sir.
Oh, we need a bonus hour.
No incriminating. No incrimination right now.
Yo, Connecticut is a... You think New York is a rough crowd? Connecticut?
Okay, Stanford. Stand up.
We was at Toad's place.
Yeah, definitely. And I believe it's New Haven, but I might be wrong. But listen, we are definitely pressed for time. Yo, J Electronica, Just Blaze, I salute y'all for sliding through.
Why they cutting us off?
We got 15 minutes
left.
I got to get my man Saha the Prince in there, but I want you to stay.
Will you come back,
but
Jay?
I want you to stay. We got 15 more minutes, but I got to get them in. And we're all gonna, we're gonna hook these mics up for the whole room. But stay where you are, and this is what we're gonna do. 877-60-HIP-HOP. I got Greg Street in the building. Infamous in the building. We about to go party at Kane after this. Just Blaze, we're taking you with us.
I'm going to sleep.
I gotta take a shower. I'm still musty. I was on my couch.
Only on hip hop.
On my couch.
I was on my couch, chilling with TJ.
Okay.
We was watching season 2 of The Office. And he hit me.
Season 2 reminds me of Act 2. And we're going to get to that after this.
Doing the bonus.
It is. Pop Nation, baby.
They cut me off.
ATM.
It's New York. On fire.
Shorty really liked me, I just wanted to hit it. She wanted to be my wifey, but I wasn't with it. The D got her open, shorty be acting crazy. She be on Twitter saying she having my baby. Shorty, why you lying? You know I ain't get you pregnant. You know I had the magnums on.